Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have a very special guest, the most special guest. My son, Shane Sudia, is here.
Hiya.
Hi. You haven't been on for a while.
Yeah, no. I've been busy with school and everything, and then I've had a lot of homework, and then, yeah, finally summer's here, so it helps a lot.
And you had your own podcast, which you haven't really done in a bit, but you have Talking Nonsense. Do you think you'll pick that back up, or?
Maybe a little bit this summer. I don't know if I'll do it completely.
Okay. What made you kind of slow it down?
Just the whole entire school thing. And yeah, it was just getting hard to keep up with it.
Well, how'd you feel about middle school? You graduated sixth grade. You're about to go into seventh. That's really big. You just got a haircut. Shane had grown his hair very, very long, and he just got it cut in a really awesome hairstyle, hairdo.
They were awesome.
And he donated it to?
I donated it to the Pantene Beautiful Links, I think.
Yeah. And you wrote a really beautiful letter.
Letter to the person who was receiving it. And yeah, it was pretty cool donating my hair.
What was the coolest thing about it?
I'd have to say getting a cool new haircut.
Yeah.
But also feeling good about donating your hair and, you know, making it so someone less fortunate can receive it.
Yeah.
And that's just a cool feeling.
So first of all, everyone, there's a lot of things going on right now. Like Jada was pawing at my leg, and honestly, she has really long claw nails. And it really hurts when do you see what she did? She can really claw you. Like, she's clawed Shane and I just trying to play with us and stuff. But what if she's not trying to play? What if her clawing us is really her attempt to kill us?
I think she is trying to play. Because yesterday she was trying to climb up so she could stick her head out the window.
Aww.
And she scratched my leg and it started bleeding.
Yeah, when we were driving is when she was doing that. Yeah, she loves putting her head out the window, but she wants to sit on your lap and do it, and her nails can get all. Or maybe she's trying to escape throughout the window, and she's clawing your leg, so you're
never tried to
bleeding
jump.
And weak.
No, she's never tried to jump out the window. She's only stuck her head.
Yet, that's because we never opened it up too wide. She could maybe make a run for it.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Because I'm teaching her slowly how to walk off the leash. And by the way, I had a listener write me a long thing about dogs off the leash. I'm doing it slowly. So thank you for your concern, but I know what I'm doing. I know that she's my first dog, but when I walk her off the leash, we really don't. Do you know what I mean? I don't take her very far, and I feel it out. So thanks for your concern, but I'm fine. It's so funny when, like,
this in the bag.
I got this in the bag, exactly. It's so funny, though, when, like, I do love hearing from listeners, but sometimes people get lectury with me, which is annoying. And then also what can be annoying is, so I offer healings. It's one of the main ways I make money. And it's a lot. I think I charge a fairly low price considering how much energy I give.
Yeah.
And yet I'll get listeners who will write me pages of what they're going through. And look, I get it. So many of us are in pain and struggling, but like, I literally give healings. Like, if you really want me to help you out, I will sit with you, but it has to be, unfortunately, for money because I'm busy and trying to make a living in many ways as a healer, comedian, you know.
Do a lot of people try to ask you, like, can I get a free healing? Because
not a free healing, but people will write a lot of what they're going through, their issues. And I don't have the time. It's a lot of time and energy to go. And some people are sharing really sad things, and I want to be able to help, but I don't have the time or the energy to be able to, you know. That's why I give healings, and like I said, they're not that expensive. They're pretty on par for what people charge. So that can be a little frustrating because it makes me sad to not be able to get back to you or whoever's writing, but at the same time, I have limited energy and resources. So for those of you who really do want me as your healer, reach out. It's kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. But some people write in shorter emails for advice. That's way easier. Sometimes I read it on the podcast, but that if it's shorter and to the point, I usually can get back to you. If it's really, really long, it's just too much for me to process.
Have you ever given, like, a healing out, like, at least once for, like, free just because you felt really bad for them?
I've definitely given discounted to people who absolutely need it. But once again, I can only give so many a day, and I really need the money.
Yeah.
So, and then for some friends, when I was practicing out the healings before I was, like, allowed to in the school, I was definitely practicing on friends and then people in my class.
Do your friends get discounts?
Yeah, kind. It depends. If my friend's rich, they're going to pay. You know what I mean? I'm a single mom trying to live and make rent. So if they need a discount, then absolutely.
Okay. That's cool.
How do you feel about that, Shane? I mean, I feel like you're the judge in all this.
I mean, I feel like that's pretty
cool. I know. Okay. Shane also burnt his finger opening. So I've been trying to get Shane to heat his own food, and he burned his finger a little bit on the oven. So he's icing it, but Shane, don't crinkle it.
Okay.
Sorry. I literally left a fidget spinner for you right there. So if you start to get a little bit fidgety, fidget spin. Okay.
Okay.
But I can hear the crinklies. Yeah, sorry if I know. I'm being, sorry. It's okay. I might just be being OCD with it.
I know, it's annoying.
It's very different having you on Invasion of Privacy now than before. I feel like, well, look, so Shane just got this haircut. He looks like a little man, and I feel like it switched something in a sense, because I'm like, you're not a little bit of a boy. Like, you are, but I can't really talk to you like that anymore. Do you know what I mean? I can't be like, here's my little nugget. Because I feel like it's going to start getting weird and creepy, honestly. Like, you're becoming a man, and you're going to have a girlfriend soon. I know you had one in the past, but no one wants to date the dude whose mom is like saying to her son, where's my little angel cuckoos? You know what I mean?
We say that to Jada.
I know. Well, Jada's a little pupperuno. All right, come on. Let's go to the next topic. Selena and Justin. Well, did you hear that Justin Bieber just got engaged to Hailey Baldwin? Do you know this, Shane? So he got engaged to this model, and I don't like it, Shane. I don't like it.
You think Selena and Justin? Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought that when they were together, but like then they went apart, and I was just like, everyone forgot about it.
Well, they broke up, got back together recently, and then he broke up again, and now he's like engaged really quickly. And listen, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande did that, but I feel like they're twin flames, so I like them doing that. I don't think that Justin is twin flames with Hailey at all. So I'm just like, ugh. I feel like he's Selena's, and Selena right now just, I don't know. I have some other thoughts, but I don't want to.
What's Selena doing?
Well, E! News, like they did a little article where they were like, she was like, she's surprised, but also not surprised because Justin likes to make rash decisions sometimes. Or she made like, it was a really cool comment, but I'm like, oh, Selena hurting. What's Selena going to tell E! News? I'm devastated. He's an asshole. He really loves me, but he's doing this to, do you know what I mean? .. Like, she's just going to be classy about it. So E! News, like, but yeah, I like Selena. I like her music.
Yeah. She was also on a lot of good shows.
Like what?
Well, a lot of Disney Channel shows she was on, like, I think it was, what was that one called? I can't remember what it was called, but it was a show about, like, wizards and stuff.
Oh, something
like
at Waverly Place?
Wizards of Waverly Place. That's
okay.
What it was called.
You used to watch that.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
What's so good about it?
Well, I mean, Nick's sitcoms are, like, the best, right?
And why?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's just they're awesome. Drake and Josh, stuff like that.
Give me more. What
and
are other ones?
And then Disney tried to take a spin on it. Which is the best, because Disney tries, but sometimes they'll, like, totally fail on it. So it's cool that they actually made a successful one with Selena Gomez in it, and that's awesome.
Yeah, I like Selena. Okay, real quick, I just want to tell everyone. So I said that I got a finger tattoo, which is true. I do. Mm-hmm. But now I am starting on a full sleeve.
Yes.
I don't want to give too much away about it. I want it to be a surprise. It's going to take several times to get it together. But Shane, without giving it away, what do you think of it?
Okay, it's awesome. It's pretty. Everyone's going to be shocked. Because, like, you got the finger tattoo, right? And then So everyone was like, "Oh, she's starting out small," and then you're just like, "Oh, I just got a full sleeve," and then it's like, "What? How did you move from a finger tattoo to a sleeve?"
Yeah, well, I've always wanted one. You know this. How long? Probably since you were born. I've been talking about getting one,
and then you were too scared.
Yeah, I was too scared. Like, I've made appointments and then canceled, and then finally last week with the finger one, I woke up, I was ready, and then I kind of like burst that bubble where now I'm like, okay, now I want to get what I've been wanting for years.
Do you
want
to tell the story about how she did up there, and then you were like, no.
What do you mean? Okay. So my tattoo artist, Jim, not for the finger, but for the sleeve, he started up top and by your shoulder, bicep, it doesn't really hurt that much. So then he started doing some by like the wrist, forearm area, and holy shit, it killed. Like, first of all, I was sitting for about 3.5 hours, which I know is like typical, mm-hmm. but when he went to the bottom part, like near my wrist and stuff, it started like swelling up. So he did some, but we're taking a break. So I'm going to do this over time, you know, plus it's money and stuff like that. So I'm going to take it slow. But I love it. I've wanted it forever. And I feel me. Doesn't it feel kind of like it's me? Like, it's
kinda.
Like, yeah. Like, I looked in the mirror. I'm like, oh yeah, this is me. This is who I am. It's the same with my hair as I've dyed it.
I have a question.
Okay.
Would you recommend your tattoo on a good experience or a bad experience? And if so, would you recommend it to your viewers or listeners?
Here's the Shane I know and love. Here he is.
Sorry, you were waking up. I was out of it because I'm tired.
I know. So Shane loves sleeping in till like 11:30 noon. And when I get it, he's like full teenager and I like have to drag him out of bed. So, okay. Honestly, both were really great experiences, but I waited until I really felt ready. Mm. You know, I'm 37, so I really feel good about it because, and the pain, it hurt, but it wasn't too bad. Obviously, the forearm area did really hurt, and I'll have to go back to that, but I think it's a great experience, especially if you always wanted it. It shouldn't be something that's rash. Now, mine seems like it's a rash decision. It's not. I've been thinking about this for years and years and years. And I also picked for my finger and now for the sleeve, great tattoo artists. Like, I researched. And the one, Jim, I like know through my friend Tina. So like, he's bomb.com, which I know you're not supposed to say. Are you about to sneeze?
Yeah, I
sneeze, dude.
I can't. It's like, do you ever get that feeling when you have to sneeze, but then you can't sneeze?
Yeah.
My nose is so weird. I hate Sorry, this. Dude.
It'll pass. It'll pass.
I know.
Just do your thing.
This little puppy.
Shaney's petting Jada, who tries to, she half loves us, half wants to kill us so she can run free. That's why I want to let her eventually get off the leash. A lot of my friends let their dogs off the leash and they're fine.
Well, she's crazy when she sees dogs.
I know. That's why I don't take her for long things. That's what the listener was saying that wrote in. Like, if your dog's off the leash and it sees a dog, it could attack the other dog. I make sure it's not around other dogs. Like, we go into the backyard, which is basically closed off.
Well,
when I do it,
sometimes you take her on the sidewalk,
but I'm always what do you call it, scouring. Like, I'm always like,
yeah, you're
word?
Always looking out.
Yeah, like if I start to see a dog, I pick her right up into my arms, so I make sure that she's, yeah, I would never ever allow her to attack another dog. I would jump in between her and the dog first. So Shane had a big moment last week. Do you want to explain what you did for the first time in a long time?
Okay, so basically, we were going to talk about this on the last podcast when we were visiting Tori and Ronnie and everyone. And so I said, no, I want to save it. And so basically the thing is, what happened was I was never really used to going underwater with my head and everything. I just was afraid of drowning and I didn't like the feeling. Cause I guess, I don't know, but I must've had some traumatic experience when I was little or like something I don't know about. I have no clue. I just hated it. So you and Daisy, my second cousin, convinced me to go on the slide, one of the water slides in the kids' areas, that goes underwater. I'm like, all right, I was like so scared at first, but I was like, all right, it couldn't hurt. Just hold your breath and go under. Float back to the top, because I had a life vest. Everyone had to wear a life vest there. So I held my breath, I went on the slide, dunked under, went back to the top, like, almost immediately. So I'm like, oh, that wasn't that wasn't that bad. And so that's basically how it started. That's not even the full story. So that's how I started, like, doing massive dives. I did somewhat cannonballs, like, into pools.
When did you do that?
Well, I did a couple cannonballs. I started it when I was, like, 7. And okay. Then we visited Tina, like, a while ago. But I already knew how to do cannonballs then. So it's not like that's how it started at Tina's. But I did do a cannonball at Tina's. I just breathed underwater.
Yeah.
And that did not help. Breathing underwater doing a cannonball.
You can't breathe in while, yeah.
But then, you know, I figured it out on the slide. And that's how it basically started. And then, 2 days ago, right, I went to the Westfield Community Pool.
Uh-huh.
And so then I started actually, like, sitting underwater and doing full stuff underwater and going off diving boards.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, so Shane was really scared of putting his head underwater for a long time. And even when he was a little baby, when I went to give him baths, if I got any water in his eyes, he would scream like he was getting murdered. It was terrible, you know? So who knows what happened in a past life or whatever, but, like, you know, because it was like it really burned. So maybe you just have really sensitive eyes or whatever, but it's a big deal. And I'm really proud of you that you have learned and, you know, it's conquering a huge fear. And I think that this is going to open up a big door for you because now you'll feel free going to these community pools and swimming and putting your head under with all your friends. And then also, I think you're going to be a little surfer one day. So the fact that you can now put your head underwater kind of starts a whole thing, you know? So I'm very proud of you.
Sorry, I'm just like a little bit tired of my voices, you know?
I know. I was like, come on, Shane, let's podcast. And you weren't like, really fully. He just woke up.
Not just, but like an hour ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, the reason why I want to get it out of the way is we might go see, what is it, Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah.
Possibly, because at Union Theater, New Jersey, they have $5 movies on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
So we love that. Okay, tell us about, Shane went to Yellowstone.
Oh, that was fun.
National Park with his dad. Give me some highlights.
Okay, so the highlight of my trip would definitely be seeing Old Faithful. That was awesome.
What's Old Faithful? I kind of already know, but I want you to describe it.
Old Faithful is this giant geyser that erupts every, I think, 90 to 70 minutes.
Whoa.
And it goes.
Is it a volcano? It's a geyser.
It's a geyser.
Explain what a geyser is.
So a geyser is basically a hot spring, except it's under a volcano, so it's boiling hot, and then sometimes it'll erupt and shoot into the sky.
Whoa.
Old Faithful,
did you see that happen?
Yeah, twice.
Cool.
Old Faithful, I think, goes to up to 40 feet, maybe, I think, taller. I had to go on Dad's shoulders because there was so much of a crowd. And they have to calculate the times. And then sometimes they're, like, 20 minutes
Got
late,
it.
20 minutes early.
So they calculate the times that the geyser is going to, like, erupt.
Mm-hmm.
And or you call it spout water.
I guess erupt, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also saw the Grand Prismatic Spring, which was awesome. And then I saw a bunch of these acid pools, and they were like rainbow. They were it's almost like a rainbow lake.
Whoa! But you can't go in there, right?
No. Obviously, because it's like, okay. So inside of a hot spring and geysers, there's like water that can scald you. It's like up to, I think, 250 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And there's a small amount of acid in there, so even if you didn't die from you would die from the boiling water, but your body sometimes would dissolve if you are in there for too long.
Gross.
So that's a bit of a scare.
And you said that some people don't listen.
Some people are way too dumb, and they go up to it. Like, they go past the fences or the boundary limits, and they're like, hey, guys, look, I'm over at the spring or whatever. And then they're like, hey, look. And then they accidentally trip and fall in.
Oof.
And there was this one guy.
And do they die?
Yeah.
Can they ever live if they get out quick enough?
Yeah. I mean, they have to get people out. The security workers have to first, like, get a whole entire, like, rescue team. And if
that's
you don't,
awful.
Yeah, if you don't die already, then you're probably going to, like.
So any of you going to Yellowstone and going to the acid pools or
same with Yosemite. I haven't been to Yosemite. Or sorry, Yosemite. I don't know why.
I get it because it's spelled like that.
Yosemite.
Yeah.
I don't get why anyone would try it. Just Yosemite and Yellowstone.
Be very careful.
Don't go past the boundary limits. They're there for a reason.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So that was a great trip. And then you got to go to Connecticut to visit.
Oh, wait.
Oh, tell me. Yeah.
So for Yellowstone, here's a really funny thing. Sorry to interrupt you, but.
No, it's fine.
So basically we went to Yellowstone and we saw the Grand Prismatic Spring and everything like that. But there are like hundreds of hats that just flew out in the wind.
Really?
Into the acid pools, and not even into the acid
pools. Weren't they dissolving?
No, because it takes like for a hat, because they were like in the like shallow ends of it, so it wasn't that bad. But like they were just sitting there. The wind. There were like hundreds of hats just sitting there inside of the springs.
Crazy.
And I was like, how did they get there?
So let's go to the other family vacation. We went to Connecticut. So my Aunt Mary is there. She just came in from England, and my cousin Sarah just moved from England as well. And then I got my cousin Adam and his wife Louisa and their girls Tori and Ronnie, who came on last week. And then we have Dave, Sarah's husband, and then their kids, Daisy and Ben. So it was like a huge, amazing, big family gathering. And on the 4th of July, we got to go to Brownstone, which my Aunt Mary was kind enough to offer to pay for us to go, which is really,
really,
really kind.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and then actually Pop helped out and threw some money, my dad, to Aunt Mary. So people were really kind to us on this trip. And tell everyone about Brownstone, what it's like.
So Brownstone was awesome. And so basically in Brownstone, it's basically almost like a lake, right? Mm-hmm. But is it man-made or was it already there?
We're not sure if it's a quarry, which would be man-made. We're not sure, but it was incredible.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it is a quarry, which is very dangerous to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I read an article, I think, 2 days ago
about
quarries and how tons and tons of people actually have died.
Why?
In quarries, because they, like, do the cliff jumping stuff. They do, like, the cliff jumping stuff, and then they drown because they can't, because of the... You know, waves, and sometimes it's
there weren't
rocks.
Any waves.
Well,
in
sometimes
here.
It's also rocks.
But the difference is with this place, Brownstone, mm-hmm. is that they've purposely cleared mm-hmm. it out in a way I feel like the staff there really has spent a lot of time to make it safe. I mean, you do have to sign waivers beforehand, but I don't think they'd allow you to cliff jump if there were like rocks jutting out.
Well, no, but. It's also if you don't land the right way, you could like break something or like you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's painful.
So don't try the zip lining or the cliff jumping unless you are more of an advanced swimmer.
The zip lining isn't bad because the zip lining, you just go on the zip line and then you go back to safety.
So Shane zip lined. I didn't. Tell us what it was like zip lining. So that was your first time.
Yeah. Zip lining is awesome because in zip lining. Well, I did two of the ziplining things. I did one where it was off of like a cliff jumping one. So I put on the harness. They latched me on. I held on. We didn't really know how to actually do the stuff, like mm-hmm. how to put your legs or the safety rules. They were just like, "Oh, you should be fine." So I skid on the water and I hit my butt.
Did it hurt?
I mean, a little bit, but not really, because I didn't know what to do. I was, like, putting my legs up and down, because they never really told you what to do.
Were you scared before, like, because you had to wait in the line. Mm-hmm. Were you scared as the line approached, and were you scared right before you did the jump?
I mean, I was a tiny bit scared, but not really, because it's zip lining. How bad could it be, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, Sarah, who used to be a physical therapist, and still is, but right now she's not practicing it at the moment, she said that she used to treat a lot of people that had zipline injuries. So they just because can you imagine if something went wrong, what could happen?
Yeah, the thing snapped.
Yeah. So I think it was very brave.
Well,
that you did that.
I did the one off of the cliff jumping one, and then I did like off of a mountain almost. Well, not a mountain, but like it was like where cliff jumping and the injuries off the quarries happen.
Yeah.
So that was, like, so much fun because you get so much air time.
Yeah.
And then you, like, splash into the water. But the Tarzan.
Yeah, tell everyone what the Tarzan. I want to try it next time. It looks a little scary, though.
Well, now that I, Yeah.
But so explain.
Okay, so the Tarzan is almost like a zip line, right? And but instead of you going the full entire way, you have to let go in the middle of when you're ziplining, and then you splash into the water. And it looked so scary to me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't go underwater.
And you have to have some good upper arm strength to hold on until you drop. Because didn't they say they don't make you do 3 pull-ups to go on, but they suggest.
Be able to.
Yeah. Well, I think we all practiced, remember, at their house in the basement. Mm-hmm. Like, none of us could do a pull-up.
No, I think Ben could.
Ben could, yeah. Ben's been working out. So, so Yellowstone and Brownstone has been awesome for you. You got to experience both. What was it like visiting your family? Like, what was it like being around Tori, Ronnie, Daisy, and Ben? Like, your second cousins that haven't always... Mm-hmm. But they have been in your life since you were born, but, like, you've gone long gaps without seeing them. So, what's it like being with them? Does it feel like family? Does it click right away? Mm-hmm. Describe your experience.
Well, it didn't click right away last time because I hadn't really seen them in...
Oh, like, when we were visiting Pop as he was passing?
Yeah. And then when we went to their house for Easter. But then I got used to them, right? And so when we went back a second time...
Takes time to, like, adjust? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I hadn't seen them in, like, years. Yeah. So I didn't recognize them. And I was like, oh, that's Tori and Ronnie.
Because they got so big. Because there are pictures of them feeding you as a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, the second time we went, I was like, oh, hey, Tori. I knew everyone.
Yeah.
And so...
I think you were more comfortable.
Yeah.
Because in Easter, you were pretty comfortable. You were baking homemade cupcakes with Ronnie and Tori and having fun.
No, just Ronnie.
Tori wasn't helping? Oh, okay. She came home and had, I guess, helped us all eat it. But yeah, I feel like this time, it felt like family. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it already had for me, but, like, I think for you, you were able... Like, you, Ben, and Daisy were, like, in a row on the couch, basically all your legs touching.
We were just
touching,
playing Fortnite.
But it just... You guys were just so comfortable by the end. Yeah. Shane and I got into a fight there, and we were... Like, it's awkward when you fight, but when you're in front of family, like, I was like, Shane and I are in a fight. We're going to go talk it out for 20, and we'll come back. And we talked it out pretty quick, but...
Yeah.
I think things are changing as you become an adolescent. Our dynamic changes, you know what I mean, in many different ways. So it's just been an adjustment. Now, please tell me, how do you feel about going into seventh grade?
Into seventh grade? So seventh grade for me, I don't know if I should be scared or if I should be, like, excited, because sixth grade was a pain. It was
really
so freaking bad.
Tell me.
So my school is, I like it, right? But if my friends didn't go there, I would totally get out of there. Because
why?
So some of the teachers there are just, like, a pain. Like, I had this teacher, my math teacher, and then some of the other teachers, they were just like, I mean, he was okay.
Uh-huh.
But some of the other teachers, they were, you know, not so good. So I didn't really... Like,
you better be careful what you say on a podcast, Bubba, because some of these teachers, if they listen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't you give some positive advice to teachers? If a teacher's listening, what's some advice to be a quote-unquote good teacher, or exciting, or motivating? What are you looking for in a teacher?
So, discipline your students, but don't discipline them so they'll be afraid of you. Because then they're not going to like being in your class.
Yeah.
They're just going to try to take every opportunity they can to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, we had, like, almost like a field day thing. And so many people were getting it just because they're like, guys, we get to get out of math class. And then, because, like, a lot of people didn't like that teacher. And then I feel like if you discipline them, but you also try to have fun with them, they're going to like you. They're going to look forward to your class. And then the day gets on faster.
And what about the actual instruction? Like, I feel like a lot of kids get boring teachers.
Yeah.
And I think teachers need to really make sure you're creating lessons that engage and excite the students.
Well, I know some of the, like, stuff is already made by the curriculum.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But, like, try to make it fun. Try
as much as you can.
Yeah, try to add, like, a system to your classroom that no one else has.
Yeah.
Because then it's going to be exciting.
Amen. What, okay, this is going to be an interesting question for you. What was it like growing up in a divorced family? And you can be as honest as you can be without, you know what I mean? You can go into it as much as you want.
Well, sometimes you'll miss one parent. Like, sometimes I'll be at dad's and I'll miss you. And then, like, sometimes Jada will be with you and I'll miss Jada. And then sometimes...
Which is rare. I really only watch Jada when you're
Well, on vacation. Sometimes it's also the other way around. Like, Jada will be at dad's and then I'll miss Jada when I'm here and I'll be like, oh.
But that's very rare. Most of the time sweetie.
That used to happen.
Oh, back in the past. Yeah. Because Jada's been with me. Totally. Jada's been with me now for...
Like about a year and a half.
Yeah. She's a lot of work, even though I only have her half the time. Because I do a lot of the walks for her.
Hey, I do a lot.
You do some, but I do a lot. Which is fine. It gets me out of the house and moving.
I
do like
two a day, I think.
Yeah.
About two.
I do, because a lot of the times when it's just me, I walk her five times a day.
Oh my God.
Because she, you know, well, she keeps, if I don't, she gives me those sad eyes. And you know, I'm a sucker. So don't, Shane, she's sleeping. Please leave her alone. If you wake her up, she's going to be all up on me. Okay. I love Jada, but
she hounds me
more than she hounds you, Shaney Brain. So if you wake her up, who feels the consequences? I'm not saying it, Dad's here.
You.
Yeah. I mean, if I try to just get a little bit of privacy and close the door, she takes her nails and she'll be scratching at my door. It's like, it's almost like a horror movie. No, I love her to death, but like sometimes I just need an hour, you know?
Yeah.
Because she wants to constantly be in my lap and licking my face like 24/7.
Yeah.
Which is adorable. And I love her. But sometimes I don't want to doggy kisses.
Yeah. Her breath smells.
Well, I've been trying to brush her teeth, but she's not a fan.
Yeah. We put so much stuff in her, like, at dad's, we put, like, breath spray. Not, like...
Really?
Like, dog breath spray that you put in the water. It's supposed to make your breath smell better. It has done zero.
Well, we got to get in there. We got to brush those teeth. Yeah. What's it been like being raised by a mom comedian?
So...
You can be honest.
It's like, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's not.
All right, go into it.
I feel like sometimes... Like, it's good, because you give me a lot of freedom in my life, where you're like, you can, I curse a lot in this household.
You don't really curse that much, though. Well, like, I feel like you're allowed to, and you'll do it when appropriate, but you don't abuse it at all.
Yeah, no. And that's a good thing. Like, a lot of parents are like, what did you say? And then...
Yeah, if the kid, like, slips and says shit, the parent's like, where did you fucking learn that from?
Yeah. And then sometimes it's like, and then it's good because you also give me freedom to mostly do what I want. But
for the most part, you know, we've scaled back from heroin to other drug joking. Yeah. No drugs, no silly business.
Like that. But sometimes it's like, sometimes it'll be like a little awkward because I'll be with my friends.
Oh, gosh.
And the like thing that we talked, do you remember, did you talk about, I think you did talk about
this. Let me explain. So my listeners know that I put out a rap video called Lay Be a Game. I had a lot of talks before with Shane, not about the details of the song, but I let him know I was putting something out that he did not want to see and I did not want his friends to see. And we talked about this in therapy as well. So, you know, because I really wanted to prep you and make sure you're okay. But some of his friends found the video, probably because I hit like on a lot of Shane's Instagram pics. So they found me, and then you can explain.
Yeah. So it went around between, like, my group of friends sometimes about, like, your rap video and stuff. Some of them liked it, some of them didn't. It's kind of over. It's kind of over now because it's summer and no one really talks about it anymore. It's not like they listen to your podcast.
So you were only telling me about the people who liked it. So you'd come home, you'd be like, Matt heard your song. I'd be like, what? No. He'd be like, no, we said you had bars. I'm like, okay, that's fine.
No, that was Jaden.
That was Jaden?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thanks, Jaden.
Sorry
to call out my kids' names.
My friends liked it, but they were, like, okay about it. They were like, it was weird because it was
my mom. Well, it's not meant for kids.
I know.
But it is completely adult material.
Well, no, it's like they've heard way worse than that on the, like, rap songs. But, like, and then...
I mean, Lay Be a Game's pretty up there.
But it's, like, especially weird because...
It's your mom.
They know the person.
I get it. And yet, I totally do get it. And yet, it's like, moms are people too.
And then sometimes it's also weird, like, seeing some of the stuff you put out on your Instagram.
Why are they following me? That's what I want to know.
No, just for me.
Well, you unfollowed me.
Yeah.
I told you to.
I think I'm following you.
You followed me again?
I don't know.
Okay. But I told you specifically, I said, please unfollow me because I didn't want you to see those things. So you always have the option to follow or unfollow me. No feelings hurt on this end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And your friends who are going into seventh grade,
they should definitely,
they should not be not only looking at my stuff, but anyone that's in my vein of humor. You know, that 11 and 12 year olds, I don't think should be listening to this stuff. And especially if they're your friends. It's like, dudes, you don't need to see that from your friend's mom. That's weird. And then I have to go pick you up from a birthday party and they're like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need that in my life.
Okay.
So pass it along, or maybe they'll listen to this. Who knows? This one's kid friendly because my own kid is on it.
Well, I mean, we did curse.
Okay. One little curse, but calm down, everyone. If that upsets you, you need to, what'd you say?
Calm your tits.
Calm your tits. Shane Sudia. And Shane's wearing a shirt that one of my comedian friends, one of my comedian friends gave Shane this incredible shirt, but it's pretty inappropriate. And Shane's only, you're not allowed to wear it to school and really out of the house.
Obviously.
But it's a rip and dip shirt and it's got the cat giving the middle finger. I love the shirt, but it's not appropriate for school. And some people might be offended, but you look pretty rad.
But it's not only the cat, it's not only the rip and dip logo, it's also the other stuff.
It's a cat giving two middle fingers, and it says all hail, and then it's got all these cats hailing him.
The cat giving the middle,
it's the logo for Rip A Dip. Yeah, that's the actual logo. If you go to like Zoomies, you see this brand everywhere. It's like one of the skateboarding. It's a dope. We have a Rip and Dip skateboard. It's a really awesome brand, and one of my friends knows the guy who owns the whole brand, so he's awesome. And he was wearing the shirt, and he got another shirt because he was going on a date. He felt it was inappropriate, and he literally took the shirt off his back and gave it to me. So that was really, really freaking nice. All right, let's talk about soccer. You started playing soccer again this year, and your team was second.
We were almost first place. We got a second place trophy.
You were undefeated to the last game.
Yeah. Which I don't understand, because we beat them the first time. I guess it was just so hot out and stuff that...
You played on some really hot days.
Yeah, that like we just gave up, or maybe we didn't try our best. I don't know.
How'd you feel about me screaming on the sidelines?
Were you there?
Not the last one. I couldn't. I had my graduation for spiritual school. But on the weekend before that, on one of the playoffs, when I was yelling by the sidelines, you kept giving me mean looks and telling me to stop.
Yeah, I know. Well, you kept saying, "Whoa, let's go, Shane! Come on, Shane! Hustle! Let's go, Shane!" I was just like, "Cut it out!"
I'm sorry. Not just for you. Like when your goalie would catch it, I'd be like, "Yes, yes!"
And you're like, "Come on, let's go! Come on, hustle! You over there!" And I'd be like, "Mom, stop!"
Yeah. So I had to like back up. I got really bad sunburn that day because I was screaming out in the hot sun. But you guys won that game, didn't you? Didn't you?
Well, I don't know, because sometimes it's not like we won every game. We tied, but we never lost.
That game, you won, and y'all kicked ass.
I don't know if we did.
And I was by the sidelines. Your coach probably was annoyed too. Like, could your mom back up a little bit? And then sometimes we'd bring Jada to the games, and the kids would be, there was this bench, and she like Spider-Man spider monkeyed.
Oh yeah,
remember she like jumped on the bench and was like hanging on.
I was sitting down drinking Gatorade.
She was so funny.
Water or something, and then I just see her climbing up the side of the bench. Like she put her paw on one end and then she was like climbing up and jumped.
Yeah,
she literally jumped and was hanging on, and then she fell.
She a cutie pup. She's all right, Shane, more questions. Uh-oh, she woke up. Don't wake the beast.
No, she already woke up.
Okay.
And then she went back to sleep.
You're taking her for a walk after this. It's your turn. Okay, Shane, ready?
Mm-hmm.
More questions. How do you feel? Tell me what it's been like dating or not dating in sixth grade. Fill us in on what dating life is like.
I didn't date in sixth grade, though.
Right, so tell me do your friends, did you have crushes, as much as you want to share, and then don't share more than that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me some details.
So it's complicated. I know a lot of people who are dating and stuff.
So people were dating in sixth grade?
Yeah.
What does that mean in sixth grade to be dating? You just like each other mutually?
Couple.
Okay. Is there kissing that happens in sixth grade, Shane Sudia?
I have no idea. I didn't
really
pay attention to that a
Good
lot.
For you for not asking or prying, and I'm happy that people, like, suppose some of your friends did kiss or whatever, I'm glad that they're not spreading it, because that's, in a sense, what starts slut shaming, is like kissing and telling, you know? So I kind of like that that's not happening.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just like, so there are some couples. Were you a couple this year with anyone?
No, not really.
When's the last time you were a couple with someone? Dramatic pause. Shady, stop it.
I have to think.
Well, Bella was your biggest girlfriend.
Was she? That was
that lasted, like, 3 years.
Yeah,
it was when you were two or three, but you guys really, you guys were a couple for a long time.
Yeah.
I love her. I miss Bella. We haven't seen her in a long time.
In, like, years.
I know. Years. Hopefully Bella's not listening, but if by any chance she does listen, or her mom. Hi. We love Bella. She's just great. She's a good person. You guys were just funny together. Okay.
I don't remember it
fully. I know. You were a young little baby. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any advice for listeners? Anything you want to talk about?
In sixth grade, so here's the big thing with sixth grade. I lost a lot of my friends.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Explain.
Okay. So some of the friends I'd made had switched and moved on to other friends, right?
So people from your elementary came into your middle school. Mm-hmm.
But then they weren't really my friend anymore. They switched and into a different friend group.
Got it.
And then some of them I actually made friends with a lot because the same thing happened to them. And I made new friends and stuff. But the main thing that happened with that is I lost so many of my friends.
Does that make you sad?
Well, I mean, no, not really, because a lot of them were, like, not really my close friends. But I had a friend... Should I say his name?
I don't think I would.
Okay, so I had a friend who I was, like, best friends with in, like, first grade and a little bit of second grade. But ever since he was in second grade, he, like, we weren't really that much friends anymore.
Yeah.
We were, like, going lower and lower.
Just, like, drifting apart.
Yeah, basically.
Which happens.
And a lot of times we were in different classes. And the times we were in the same class, he'd already have, like, friends that he met in different classes. We wouldn't be that good friends anymore. So, last year I had a birthday and he was there. But I don't talk to him a lot anymore.
Aw. Well, first of all, things can go in ebbs and flows, so you never know if you guys reconnect. And if not, I believe we're all energy. And as our vibrations change, we kind of resonate with certain people. You know what I mean? So right now, you're kind of chilling in a group that feels more like you, and that can shift and change. So I think it's just going with the flow and being open. And also never being mean, right? Like, it's one thing to drift away, but you don't have to drift and then talk badly about them or call them names, you know?
Yeah, I never put down my old friends.
Yeah,
because a lot of my friends, like, they start gossip now.
Ugh.
And then they're like, oh my god, this person does that, and then they'll, like, block it off.
If you guys want to gossip, watch Riverdale and gossip about the show. And let me say, Betty and Archie are twin flames. I know right now they're dating other people, okay? And it's fine, whatever. But I believe, in my opinion, that it's Betty and Archie. I mean, they're just, yeah, they're, to me, the brightest flames in that show. And they just match. So you only watched one Riverdale.
Yeah.
Not really. Okay, so that's your advice? Or just what's the advice piece in that?
So even if you don't if you lose a lot of your friends or, like, things are becoming rough, try to make new friends and spend time with them and just don't lose your friends.
Wait, that was too different because you're...
Don't lose the new friends that you make.
Got it. So are you trying to say, like, the ones that you really care about?
Yeah. If you want to stick with one of your friends, spend time with them. Don't, like, drift apart like they do to you.
But what about the people you do want to drift apart from? Then what do you do?
Well, I don't think you actually want to. You just make
it just
new
happens.
Friends. You make
so kind of like go with the flow and the friends you want to spend time with, and the ones you don't
ditch your friends. If you have, if you, you know, have been friends with someone for a really long time, and then you move on and you make new friends, don't just stop being friends with them.
Of course, but I think you're allowed to be friends with, be friends with who you want to be friends with, and don't be friends with people you don't want to be friends with.
But don't ignore them. That's the main thing people are doing. They're like, they go in, and then you're like, oh, hey, and I'm like, hey.
Are you getting ignored by people, Shane?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't honestly care. But I know a lot of people who've made friends and then,
and they feel ignored. They feel like completely left out. Like, so I think people felt like that about me in high school and middle school. Like when I went to middle school, mm-hmm. I kind of got a new group of friends and they were definitely, quote unquote, the more popular kids. And I know that other people felt left out, you know, and I still feel bad about that because a lot of the people, I had one friend who was my bestest friend all throughout elementary. And I think she felt ignored, like I'd moved on. And I still think about her. She was my best friend all throughout elementary school. I'm not going to say names, but yeah. So I think it is important when you move on to try your best to not make fun of the older friends and make them feel ignored. It's one thing to move on. It's another thing to like hurt the other people, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's great advice. And then before we go, do you want to get some of my tarot cards and pull some cards and read them for people, or do you want me to do that by myself and you can sign off? Totally up to you.
How long does it usually take?
Takes about 10 minutes. We'll pull a couple cards.
I'll stick around for half of it.
For half of it? Okay.
Like 5 minutes.
Would you mind going into my room and getting some of the card decks, and I'll keep talking to peeps while you do that? I need to still edit this anyway.
Which one?
Whichever one calls to you.
All right.
I still have to edit this a little bit because Shane said a teacher's name. I have to take that out. So, all right, first of all, it's been a bit of a heat wave out here on the East Coast a little bit. And it's been interesting because I'm trying to survive the heat wave without running the air conditioning too much because it costs a lot of money. So we've got a lot of fans going, but yeah, it's been nice kind of going through the heat from a new perspective because I try my best, like I said, to save on air conditioning. But when I have to run it, I don't beat myself up because I think in the past, when I'd run it, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't really afford this. And now I'm just like, you know what? I can though. Like, it's fine. I'm not going to suffer an insane, insane heat because that can be very, very dangerous. And I think some people do that. They're like, oh, I don't have the money. And I get it. I get being tight on money. But for something like air conditioning and really making sure that your health comes first, I think that's the first thing. So for those of you who are also in this heat wave, I get. Once again, right now, all my fans are on and it's pretty hot. But if it gets really bad, we go to AC. And actually, when we run the AC, Shane's room has a connecting door to mine. So when we run the AC, I open the door so that we're only running one AC, but both rooms are getting it as a way to save money. So, okay. So Shane brought me the tarot deck and I'm going to pull a card and then you can pull a card. We can go back and forth two times. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first. And I'll pull one.
Actually, no, I'll stick around for the whole thing.
Oh, thanks. Okay, Wheel of Fortune. Good things are trying to come in. We are evolving. We are growing. But a lot of people are scared of change because mm-hmm. they think change means it's going to be bad. And it actually reminds me of a quote. I'm going to butcher it a little bit, but it's like, sometimes painful endings are really beautiful, bright beginnings. Mm. And this card's reminding me of that because it's like we often hold on to things because we're so scared to let go. But the truth is, as we let go and go with the flow, the universe is trying to give us blessings and gifts, even if at first it feels like a curse. So this card is trying to say there's so many things, so much fortune to find in your life, but sometimes it means having to let go, even if you're scared of letting go of a job, you're scared of letting go of, or a career or friendship, or you can name some things too, Shane, but it's saying no matter what, the universe has your back. It's okay to let go. You're going to evolve. And the more you become you, the more you will attract things that are meant for you in your life, and things that are actually meant for you will feel better than when you're trying to force something. Okay. Your turn, Shane.
All right.
Ooh, he's picking a card. What'd you get? Say it.
I got the Star.
Oh, I love that card. Okay, the Star card. Okay, tell us what you feel into.
All right, so you can kind of add on to this, but in the middle of everything being bad and everything that is, you know, everything around you.
Like, even if it feels chaotic, maybe?
Yeah, even if everything around you is becoming horrible or it's a bad time or a rough time in your life, shine bright. Like, do what you feel is best and try to stay positive. It might be a hard time in your life. Something like almost what you were saying before with the other card of the Wheel of Fortune. Something in your life may be going wrong, or there might be chaos amidst, you know, whatever is happening. But what you need to do is stay positive. Don't read into it. Just stay however you want to feel is right. And try your best to be happy in this world.
That's beautiful, Shane. Yeah, it reminds me of the whole peace amongst chaos kind of phrase, right? Where it's like, even when things around you seem like they're falling apart, and you're right, mm-hmm. it is linked to the Wheel of Fortune. When things seem like they're going to fall apart, just go with it. Trust the universe has your back, mm-hmm. and that you will be rewarded, and just keep staying positive, keep going within, keep shining bright, and focusing on you. Even if you're feeling like someone else did you wrong and you want to fall into blame, empower yourself, right? It's really mm-hmm. about you shining and creating, and the more you just shine, the more the things that are meant for you will find you. So thank you. Okay, I'm going to pull one, and then I'll have you.
All right.
Okay. Oh, one of my favorite cards, the High Priestess. Woo! So many of you are waking up to these powerful gifts that you disconnected from when you were younger, because people told us we were crazy, or if you saw things or heard things, you got shut down real quick. So as we evolve, things are starting to come back. So really starting to tap into your gifts and own them instead of feeling quote unquote crazy. So if you hear things, or if you see things, or you smell things, starting to be like, wait, this might be a gift coming back to life. And you have some gifts, Shane, if you want to add on to this. Do you want to talk about some of your gifts that you've always had, the spiritual ones?
Because
you kind of shut some of them down, which is totally normal and cool. But anything you want to share? I want to share some, but I don't know if you want me to.
I'm not totally sure about this, but I think I might have used to see ghosts, because,
And spirits.
Yeah, because I used to see things, like, moving in my vision, and I don't know if it's, like, something else, or if it is a spirit, but either way, it seems cool.
Yeah, Shane used to tell me when he was younger, he would see all these detailed spirits, and you'd describe them to me and tell me where they're moving, and I could kind of sense it too. It was pretty cool. And then there's another gift you kind of developed that you shut down pretty quickly. Do you want to talk about it with clouds and stuff or no?
Oh, the cloud thing.
Totally up to you. If you don't want to share it, don't.
So I always thought that God could communicate with people from the clouds and, you know, send messages and signs. And so if you just... I'm going to actually
recommend this. Teach everyone.
Yeah, I'm just going to recommend this to anyone. If you're having a tough time in your life, or you think something is going bad and you need advice, look into the clouds, see if you see anything that stands out to you, and it might help you.
Like, sometimes you might see a heart, and it's just God saying...
Yeah. You're going to be okay, or, you know, people are sending love to you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I will... Oh, wait, I think I just... That was mine. Yeah, yeah, so now you pull the last one. And then we'll wrap this up. Here we go.
World.
Oh, the world card. All right, feel into it.
Okay, so this one is kind of a hard one to me, but I think it represents there's many things going on around you, and there's many people that are going to be going through other things than you. So you may be going through a tough time in your life, but just remember, there are other people that have gone through this, and other people that will understand your problems. So look for them, and seek advice, and try to do your best on resolving this problem. And just know that you're not the only one, and you're not alone in this world of chaos and beauty. Seek advice or just do what feels right and just know, just have awareness in your mind that people know what it's like for you. If you're in a tough situation, remember always that you're not alone and you have people that know what you are going through and that know your pain. So just remember that you're never going to be alone in this world.
That is the most beautiful thing ever, Shane, that you killed it. That was awesome. And yeah, abundance is present. You're never alone, like Shane was saying, and we're all connected. Abundance is present. You just got to keep going. But we are evolving together. We're growing together and learning so many lessons and healing so many historical wounds that kind of ties the collective together in a sense. So we're going through this and waking up. So thank you so much, Shane, for helping me read and coming on. You're amazing. Thank
you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'm very, very proud. I'm a very proud mom.
I didn't think it was going to be this good.
Really? That's hysterical. Well, thanks for the faith.
I was so tired this morning. I know. Like,
yeah. Sorry if we had a little bit of a slow, rocky beginning because I kind of made Shane do this now. But it's like, it's fine.
It was
like,
fun.
Yeah. Thank you. You're the best. I'm very proud of you. And I love you very much. So, all right, Shane, where can they find you if they want to find you on Instagram?
So, you can find me on Instagram at Shane_Sudia.
Is it public yet or is it still private?
I never made it private.
It was private at first, I thought, but no, okay.
I don't think I ever made it private. I think it was always public.
If by any chance it is private, you can hit request. Okay. Shane's saying it's
but,
not.
Just you can follow me if you want. And then let's see.
He's got a great Instagram, by the way. I know it can feel weird following a kid if you're an adult, but he really has an awesome Instagram. He posts a lot of funny memes, pictures of himself. It's just, I enjoy following it. And I'm trying to comment less on it because no one wants their mom being like, you're the best. I guess sometimes you like when I do that. But anyway, for me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the Kate Wolf, 2 F's. For a healing or tarot reading, it's kwolf2f27@gmail.com. The next Dragon Sorcery is July 25th, 7 o'clock, New York Comedy Club, promo Dragon for $10 tickets. Hope to see you there. And thank you so much for listening. Oh, and check out my album on iTunes and anywhere, 1111, and my rap video, Lady Again, if you're not in middle school. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.